You think you know me?
Hey, this is Jason, creative genius and hand model extraordinaire, and you're listening to Rich Masotti on Thursday the 12th. It could be on another date, but he said to say Thursday the 12th.
She's sweeter than gelato from Sicily.
Hi, I'm Sophia. Flip, flying, flop, and trip my chop. You're listening to Thursday the 12th with R2M.
All right.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Hi, this is Big Rich, and you're listening to Thursday the 12th with Rich Masotti.
All right. Thank you. Testing my fucking shitters. Lard.
Mon?
Hey, Lard.
Hey, Mon.
You all right?
I'm all right.
Are you sure?
As sure as I can be when I'm all right, that I'm all right.
I'm real. It's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, you could say I'm mostly reared, but I'm pretty sure I'm all reared.
Oh, all right. You're at least some reared?
Exactly.
All right. Mostly or kind of reared?
Commonly.
Commonly? Oh, here comes Joseph.
Here I am, and it's a beautiful night.
There he is.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yes, yes.
Everybody all right?
Doing pretty all right. Doing pretty all right. Finished up, I'll turn the camera. Gracious me. Turn the camera around real quick. Finished up a new one tonight.
Whoa!
Nice.
This is the last one I've done today.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's it today.
You did a lot today or what?
I got to watch, most of my time was spent watching the movie Stalker by Andrei Tarkovsky.
Okay.
I liked it, but a lot of what I enjoyed about it was more so brought on by atmosphere and the cinematography.
Sure.
Not really anything to do with the story.
Oh, okay. I hear you. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. That's
good. It was good. Just it was,
God,
like two hours and 40-ish minutes, I believe, of lots of close-up shots and water, and it kind of starts off like the Wizard of Oz with different colors, you know, or lack of, and then it gets into the actual Rousseau science fiction story, but not bad. It was worth it.
Interesting.
That's cool. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, definitely. How are you all doing this evening?
But hold on. Before we get to that, you've been doing a lot of drawing, though, today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of drawing. Most of the one I showed you this morning took I'm looking for where that one is.
So, Guy, if you can. Guy, are you on gallery view or speaker view?
I wasn't even looking at the phone. I'm sorry. What view? I have the, what is this, gallery? I see all three photos, all three feeds, okay. Whatever that is. So I guess this is gallery.
All right, good. You see that?
I see that, yes.
This one I did this morning, awesome. Like early.
That's beautiful, and I love when you added the background.
Yeah, I watched The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Okay.
Of last night, so.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I had that one going on in the background. Well, not bad. I was watching it. I was actually paying attention. Great soundtrack, partially by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, wow. Mm,
okay.
Brought on. That was most of his stuff was very country folk and some jazz oriented. Well, they had another guy that did the science fiction, like, backgrounds and soundtrack. I'm trying to find the other one I've been working on. This is the other one I've been working on today. Just today.
Oh
cool.
I like that.
So a lot of color is being implemented into my art where it used to lack.
Okay.
And what I would do.
I like that. I like her. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm looking for the one with here it is. This is the one I did on Sunday, of all things.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, yes. I saw some of that. Right. With I recognize the guy wearing the collar.
Sure. Oh,
yeah. Definitely. Very. Very. 80s to 90s metal and thrash.
Mm-hmm.
Album cover.
Yeah.
I enjoy a lot of those. That's where I get most of my. Some of my inspiration for the drawings I do. I've been, needless to say, I've been a busy boy in terms of drawing, and I ventured into the Instagram world again and got about 40-ish followers in the past week.
Good. Very good.
So not bad. And this is the one that I need to actually finish, this one.
Oh, cool. Wow. That's nice.
Yeah, this is for obviously people who can't see, this would be the Horned King from Disney's The Black Cauldron, which is an okay movie, but an even better drawing.
Sure.
Awesome, sure, yeah. Yeah.
I like the dark vibes.
Oh yes, John Hurt from Alien plays as this character.
Okay,
and listen, as far as Mr. Disney himself goes, I've always admired the Disney villains, the horror from Sleeping Beauty, and the other one from Snow White. All the bad. What do they call it, Mom? The villains. But what's the female villain called?
Oh,
you've got their own horny name. It's in that family.
Oh,
whatever it is. But I've always admired them. They've always been fucking cool and scary and fucking evil looking. For as awesome and good and wholesome as Disney, you know, has always been known to be. You know,
you gotta have this kind of a balance between Don Bluth, who was one of their animators, who did. I don't know if you've seen these, but The Land Before Time, the first one.
Sure, okay.
and the movie An American Tale, he said that Disney, basically what their method was, they could show you some of the most, for a kid and for some adults, gruesome stuff as long as they counteracted it with a happier scene right after.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So I'm trying to think of an example. Like, it's like as if you showed the scene from The Devil's Rejects where he says, "Don't we make you laugh?" Like that scene with, "If you don't come up with a reason why you don't like clowns, like your family." Yeah. Yeah. Like that line. If perfect. They had counteracted that with, like, obviously Rob wouldn't. But if they counteracted it with, I don't know, it's just like the Tootie fucking Fruity scene.
Yeah.
Like if they did that scene right after, that would be how that kind of transitioning works.
Okay. Right, right, right.
Like in other cases.
Very just, interesting.
It's crazy what you can get away with.
Yeah, and they've been masters at it for fucking generations now.
Oh yeah, it's a lot. It's way. This is overused, but softer. It's way softer now.
Sure, sure.
Than it ever has been, because people don't. A lot of the people who are making the films know how to be scared, but Disney isn't about putting the scenes or getting the morals to you from being scared or learning through those situations. I think that's more the scarier movies and the horror films that parents have in their cabinets and their closets that kids are now finding today. Mm-hmm. At least that's how it was for me. I found movies my uncle would hide in his, like, underneath his bed. He would have a whole bunch of horror films and slasher movies that he hid underneath his bed. So, like, who's really gonna look underneath the bed? They're gonna want to, like, look for, like, nudie magazines, but yeah. Turns out it's just slasher films and movies like the ones I can remember he had a copy of Cannibal Holocaust. He had the Evil Dead films, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Sleepaway Camp. I know he had Suspiria and definitely Phantasm. I know he definitely had Phantasm underneath his bed, which I got in so much trouble for finding that. this is like, you don't, as an older person, someone who's older, not wanting to let someone who's younger get in trouble for it. You like the movies, but you don't want to get axed by relatives or blown out for showing them this kind of stuff. Because it's great, and it's high-quality movies, some of them.
Right, right.
I mean, especially Phantasm, and I love how that series progressed and got better and better, surprisingly.
Wow. One of the best.
Oh, yeah. So that said, I can understand why he wouldn't show it to me, but at the same time, gosh, that definitely brings up memories. And last one for you. Rich has seen this one already, but...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Cool. Awesome.
Nice colors there.
Yeah.
Very electric.
Yep. Yeah. Very cool.
So, but yeah, there's... There's the 2020 Art Hall.
Yep.
Joe Ridge.
Yeah, if we ever decide if Paramount Pictures ever decides to sue us, you'll be the guy we go to for new podcast artwork.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, I approached you about this, but I don't think you answered back yet. Would you like a piece that's maybe like you and Guy around the table doing a podcast and with, like, Jason there somewhere?
Yeah, which Jason? Oh, Voorhees or Beeler? Oh, Jason Voorhees. Hell yes.
Yeah, but even then, you're saying which Jason? There's three to
there are many Jason
there. Or eight to go with. But no, yeah, to answer your question, Joe, I think I can speak for Rich too. Off the bat, we'd probably, you know, we'd be more than happy with whatever you think you could come up with. But if you're looking for an idea, what you're describing sounds fucking awesome. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. The two of us doing a podcast with Jason Voorhees.
Yes. Jason Voorhees.
Absolutely.
Yes. Definitely. I should have specified because there too, there's Jason Bueller and then there's Jason Voorhees. Yes.
Oh yeah. No, that sounds great. You don't need my permission for that.
What would be cool would be something like, at least to echo or mimic what we have now, would be like he and I looking like we're sitting down, you know, talking, doing the show with Jason's mask on the table in front of us and then the silhouette of him behind us as if he's coming up behind us or, you know, unbeknownst to us, he's just entered the room or something along those, something cool like that. And you can make us look however the fuck you like, you know, but something like that would be probably pretty cool.
I was thinking, I was like, if he's not sitting down with you, then he's got to be in the back.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I like Guy's idea, and I like whatever you organically have in mind.
Warm.
Definitely. I'm always down for this. A lot of the stuff I come up with is either I just do it out, or I'm watching. Usually I have something on in the background, documentaries or analysis videos and podcasts discussing movies or music, or just in general film soundtracks. Film soundtracks set a lot of the mood for me.
Yes. That makes sense.
Oh, God. You know,
as a matter of fact, coincidentally, and just for a moment, we'll get off the subject, but not really. I'm wearing a shirt right now for the Float Spa. It's a chick's head upside down.
Oh, yeah.
But what it says in the hair, naturally, is rise above flotation. Mm. And there's a, you know, probably the moon and some stars, I guess. This is an artist from Beacon who came to see us. And after talking for a while, I mean, he does this stuff. So it wasn't, you know, a first time experience. But since you mentioned the film soundtracks and having things on in the background, he floated for the first time.
What did he have on?
I would imagine he wore nothing while he was floating.
Oh no, I mean the music things.
Oh, not us. No, this is you. What you mentioning, yes, reminded me that he used the float and the notes my boss gave him to come up with this concept.
Aww.
Yeah, so I totally get it. You know, some people might put some music on. You might have in the background, whatever it is, inspiration mm-hmm. comes from all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. It looks like something you would see off of a, like either a 70s sci-fi or just exploitation film.
Sure.
A little bit. And that's a good thing. I love that aesthetic that picture has.
I don't know how to fuck. There we go. I get the camera angles backwards. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to him doing this in color on different color. I mean, this is a white T-shirt. I wasn't thrilled about that, but the piece of art is nice.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, what you can get it on for now, it looks great.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember his name, but he seemed like a talented young guy.
Seems like it.
All right. So yeah. I don't remember where we were going back to.
Yeah, but both soundtrack and score could be seminal and are in many cases of how you digest a film and come to like it or not like it or love it or you know, sure. At least for me, you know.
Sure.
The films that I love, the scores, the soundtrack is one thing, but the scores for the films that I love are just, you know.
Well, perfect example. Know? You know, The Godfather's and Carlito. Carlito's sure. got a soundtrack, Joe. Lots of disco. And then there's a score with all the classical stuff.
Which I've got right here in my iTunes, yes.
They're both available, and it's great to be able to hear both.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Marianne just popped into the waiting room.
Oh! How many of these things did you send out?
This will be a first.
Yeah. Friday score. Oh, my Lord. The first.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. It's only once in a while.
The first, right? The first four, anyway.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, after that, they took too many liberties.
Right, yeah, yeah. But the where it all where it stems from, that original score was just...
Yeah, anything that was...
groundbreaking, you know?
Anything that was actually him gets respect. Anything they took liberties with...
yes, exactly.
All right, let's pause for a second. Marianne, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you? Oh,
good, welcome.
What is this Zoom about tonight?
And your brother.
and then some, yes.
There's no topic, but we were discussing horror films and music and art. But you know, it's a free for all tonight. Whatever floats your boat.
That's cool. This is fun.
Yeah. Can you see everybody?
Yes.
Oh, good. Feeling all right?
Well, I see there's a machine on a table or something.
Yes, that's Charlie. That's Bosley. That's the guy that Charlie's Angels talk to. Otherwise known as my cousin Guy. You've met him.
That would be, yeah, I guess that would be Bosley's.
Is it Bosley or Charlie?
Wait,
No.
It's Charlie's thing to Bosley.
Yeah, it's on Bosley's desk. Yes.
Okay.
It's what Charlie's voice always came through. Yes.
Okay. Hi, Guy. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Marianne?
I'm good.
Feeling okay?
How
are you handling the quarantine?
Well, hold on. Before we do that, the other young man is my friend Joe.
Hi, Joe.
All right, good.
Nice to meet you.
How are you handling the quarantine, Large?
As
Large Marge.
As well as I can, yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is, right? It's a pain in the ass.
God bless him.
Are you still working?
Not nearly as often as I'd like, but barely, you know. It just so happens that we've got some work to do this week, but no. I've probably worked a total of 2.5 weeks over the past 2 months.
Wow.
It sucks, yeah.
Yeah, my job closed down.
Mm-hmm. Unreal.
I was working 6 nights a week, but it was like some nights it was 3 hours, some nights it was 5, depending on the day. And it was a pizzeria in Harrison, Italian restaurant. I loved it. And they shut down, but they reopened and they only kept one of the waitresses.
Right. And whoever can cook the food.
Her answering the phone. I was the one who always answered the phone, but they kept her because she has no kids. I have kids. So I guess they thought it's easier for her to work instead of me.
Easier. Hmm.
Well, who's going to watch my kids?
Yeah, no, I know. Unfortunately, you probably need the money more than she does.
No, I do. I'm hoping I get that nice little check from Trump, but we'll see.
All right. Yeah, good.
I haven't gotten anything yet.
Yeah, some people are waiting. I believe it's coming, but some people have had to wait, unfortunately, too long.
Yeah.
God bless us. You combed him?
Oh, anybody watch any good movies lately? I watched 7 last night.
Oh, hell yeah.
Good movie.
I had Raina watch it, Rich.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd she think?
I was like, I said, you got to watch 7. I said, you can learn about the 7 deadly sins so you can behave.
They've been showing a lot of Pitt lately on these channels. I noticed. I've been seeing Fight Club's been on lately. Which I did watch again recently, which was another film that I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Gotta watch this thing a little more often. It's good. It's not that bad, you know? It's borderline pretty good. But anyway.
Yeah. Which one? Not that bad. Fight Club's a good film.
Both Brad Pitt movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the connection I was making. But yeah, no. I've seen him on A River Runs Through It was on the other day. They've been playing the hell out of the new Tarantino film, obviously, which unexpectedly has been getting better each time I've seen it, which is usually a good sign. Once Upon a Time in Quarantine. I mean, in Hollywood. But yeah. Anyway.
You all right?
I like that facial you got.
Oh, thanks.
You got your face ripped apart.
Yes, my skin
looked incredible.
Better yeah, as a result.
That's incredible.
It didn't hurt.
No, the face gets numbed first, so it didn't.
Did it get rid of your wrinkles?
It cleared. I tell you, it cleared my skin up. My skin looks great. I mean, my wrinkles need more help. More help than, you know, repeated treatments, but my complexion looks great.
I want to do it. How much is it?
Hell, there's a whatchamacallit going on. A quarantine sale going on.
Coupon? That's where you throw in the...
Do you have it?
Can you talk about coupon? No, I'm on this right now. I can't pull it up from here. Wait a minute. Yes, I can. I can pull it up on my other shitter.
Can you?
Anyway, keep talking.
Oh. Yeah, no, it was great, Mayor. That was my third one. I love it. I can't wait for the next.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. I might have some of your shit right
so here. Joseph, what do you do? I know what guy does. I know what Rich does. I don't know anything about you.
Well, I play bass. I do different voices of cartoon characters, and I draw. For instance, this is another thing that I've been working on.
Nice.
This one hasn't gone anywhere just yet, but
nice, Joe.
This is another one, and see, we just showed them. This was one that I showed them already. This was the Man Who Fell to Earth, the David Bowie drawing.
Wow, I like it.
Actually, speaking of. Hold on, I gotta change the camera around. Speaking of David Bowie, I still have the drawing I did back in 2016.
Oh, I remember that. Yep, beautiful.
Wow.
Right after he passed. 4 years already?
Yeah, right? 4 years.
Jeez.
Isn't that crazy? It's like it's been that long already. But yeah, that's what I do.
You're an artist.
Yes, sir.
He was very, very talented. Very talented.
I did a painting on paint night.
Oh, nice.
I love the peacock there.
Cool.
I love the white on the feathers. It's great. Really hard to get that part just right.
The guy was like, are you an artist? Do you do this all the time? I was like, no, it's the first time.
God bless. Oh, Al, Joe, do you have Al and me handy? I haven't shown that off yet.
I can find it. I know it's in one of these. I got so many books. Oh my gosh, I'm finding pieces I haven't looked at in ages. Where is it, you bastard? Come on.
Marge, watch this one.
I'm watching.
No, you're not.
I'm right here.
Where in the fuck? I know it's in here. In one of these.
Hi, Guillermo. Hi, Glumero. Thank you, Glumero. Thank you, Glumero.
Did James just show up?
Did he?
No, not yet.
I just wrote to him on Facebook. I'm on. Go on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just heard him. Come on. I have it. I know I have it.
Oh, maybe I can pull it up.
Sure. Yeah, if you can pull that up.
All right, I'm going to share my screen for a moment.
Okay. Being about as successful as one can be.
Let's see what happens. All right, you all seeing that?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Oh, there's Joe. All right. Oh, it's in my photos. Why am I going back to our?
Oh, I got it.
Got it. Back. All right, let me. Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
The teeth are a little bit to be desired on Al right now, but that's what I did of if Rich and Al Pacino took a photo together.
Beautiful.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that's what I did of that one.
Love also, it.
This is one of the ones I had a lot of fun with.
Oh, nice.
The boob vagina lady.
Oh! Oh. Wow, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, if you look really close at the face, it's like, I've never seen the vagina before. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to explain it right now. But anyway.
Perfect.
Is that...
How adorable. I love it.
Yeah, that's the photo. I have a lot more time on my hands, and I'm trying to use it if I can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm trying to figure out ways to get more creative with my audio editing and things like that as well. Now's the time. Well, five weeks ago was the time.
Well, it's all
the time, yes. It's all been the time, and it's still the time.
Yep. Get that right, Lart.
When else is this time going to come again?
Right, exactly. I was just going to say, time is still running out, sort of, you know, like this.
Next winter.
This isn't going to last forever, so.
Yeah. It's
got to give me
some time. So long.
That's really big. Let's see, am I in the right? No, I'm not. What happened to it? There it is, I think. Is that it? No, that's not it. What happened to it? Oh, cannot minimize Zoom when you are recording. Where's the, I can't find my friggin', let's see, bring all to front. There we go. 12 different Audacities open right now. This episode, that episode. Let's squash these. Joe, in yesterday's Mind the Gap, there is a little hidden, what do you call them?
Easter egg?
There's a KISS Easter egg in the
yes. Mind the Gap. We call it a Keister egg.
Keister egg. 6 minute mark. Now it's no longer an Easter egg.
Well, it'll forever be a Keister egg as far as I'm concerned now. Easter egg.
Marianne, you familiar with the Jerky Boys?
No.
You bastard.
All right, Marianne, you're better off. Actually, I don't know why I just said that, because nothing could be further from the truth.
That's right.
In fact, you'd ought to be ashamed, but that's not the point. No, I'm kidding. You don't remember the Jerky Boys, Marianne?
No.
Really? The guys, they used to, they would do like prank calls and record them on telephone?
No, I don't remember that. But there's
say it.
A website you can go to where you can send prank phone calls.
Oh, I need
really?
That. I used that a long time ago.
Now, you know what? Now that you brought that up, it's such a great time to start using it. I think I'm going to do that like all day long to everyone I know. Oh, I'm just going to go through
it. It's funny because I've been thinking that same thing. Like if something like this went on back then, they would have had a fucking heyday.
Oh, my Lord. And then then you got guys like Jim who, you know, in the normal
there's
world.
There's so many different ones to choose from.
In the normal world at 40-something years old still makes prank calls to real businesses and stuff.
Hi,
my boss used to do that to me. He used to go in the back in the kitchen. He used to call and he would like order food and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, he would like order like crazy shit. I'm like, well, I need help. And I'd like go in the back to go get his help and he'd be laughing. And I'm like,
There used to be a way to get your own phone to ring too. And I used to do that at my grandmother's house all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
You'd punch in a couple extra digits. You'd hang up the phone. A couple moments later, it would ring. They'd pick it up. There wouldn't really be very much. Maybe a steady tone or something when they picked up the phone.
Yeah, it'd be some kind of weird tone. It was a test that a phone, I guess, that was set up for like phone text to do back then to see if something was working or not working with your phone line.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Demotica.
But nobody fucking knew that, so it would work whenever you could do that at someone's house and they had no clue.
That's right.
See, shit like that was like, you know, brilliant and hilarious. You know, you tell a kid that today, they're like, "What are you? Is something fucking wrong with you? You grew up in a fucking hospital. What happened to you?" You know, people are different today. You know,
yeah, you really are.
Hi, Guillermo.
It's ridiculously clear. It's like clearer than all of us. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how it comes through so clear.
I don't know why some of them are so much better than others, but
like it sounds better than you speaking right now. It's crazy.
But it also has something to do with the timing and absolutely no overlap.
Oh yes. No, yeah. For certain.
Hi, Glomero.
It's like he's
right. All right, Lord?
I'm all right over here. I'm all right.
Mayor, you want to go to the Alamo?
They're closed.
Oh, all right.
I want to go to Pizza and Brew.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all bound to open again at some point.
That's where I want to go.
But is the news basically saying that even like our area is going to be like, you know, how many phases? What are they? There was like five. We did this roll out in five phases of like turning everything back on and opening businesses and all that shit. But the restaurants and movie theaters and places like that aren't until phase four, which is like, you know, and all these time frames are tentative, I think. But
what's the first phase? What's going to open for the first phase?
Basically, whatever's open now, that's still open now. The first phase is going to feel like shit. I don't know exactly. I forget. But the places that people are going to be frequenting the most and that they want to, you know, the bars, restaurants, movie theaters, arenas, that's like toward the end of the list, you know? So right. The time frame is so tentative because they claim that, you know, this thing can change at any time. You know,
I don't know if you guys want to sit here talking about it, but remember in the beginning how they said the cruise ships were really, really bad and like everyone got infected on the cruise ships and they said that the coronavirus lived in the vents and the air conditioner ducts and all that crap, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that, you know, spring's here and summer's coming and things are dying down and they want to open everything back up, they're going to have those ACs blasting in those food stores and restaurants and everything else. And one person who's infected with coronavirus is going to go in the food store and cough or sneeze or whatever, or just breathe. And it's going to go through, you know, the AC and everybody who goes food shopping is going to get sick. And I think the levels are going to go sky high.
You're absolutely correct and incorrect at the same time.
Why?
You're correct because that is that's nearly absolutely the narrative that will be fed through the media and the typical channels that the common man across the globe gets and takes as the quote unquote gospel of the news that they're given to understand how the world is working. You know, that's going to be the story, but that's actually not how these people are going to be getting, you know, whatever it is that they're getting. I don't even want to call it anything anymore. You know what I mean? I don't want to call it because it's getting too broad. It's getting too,
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead. You know where I'm going. You know where I'm going.
We have to pause.
Don't tell me. Let it out.
Wait.
I will.
We have to pause for two reasons. Number one. think about how much worse that's going to be on an airplane with that recycled air.
All right.
And number two, we're about to let James in.
Wait, James as in James? James?
Yes.
James!
What is happening right now?
Oh, here he comes.
How did this happen?
It was like ignore from cheers every time he comes in.
Yes. And begin.
And begin.
Bang.